It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's Jeremy White.
I'm going to have a trail of quarters from here to your car for $10. You're going to pass those 40 quarters, not pick a single one of them up, and then I'm going to take them.
I would rather you give me $3 on one of these apps than you give me $10 in quarters.
Wow. This is not a mindset to become a millionaire.
And Joe DiBiase.
You can't be Captain Crunch unless you are a captain.
Was Captain Crunch an actual captain? What were his, you know, merits?
Is it even? It's not even captain, actually.
It's Cap'n.
It's Cap'n?
That's right.
Of course he was a captain.
Yeah, I bet he faked the resume.
On Western New York sports giant, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Hey, everybody. Happy Thursday. Jeremy and Joe with you.
Morning.
Morning. How are you?
Good. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little bit of an anxiety-filled night at the DiBiase household.
Yes, you texted me about that.
But we made it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, would you have traded it for? Here you go. So what did you have at your household last night?
It was electrical issues that, like, you know, that comes with being a homeowner, I guess, once in a while.
Sure.
Thing after thing. Yesterday's thing was, the lamp went out. Oh, the fireplace went out. Well, what's happening? I smell smoke.
Oh, boy.
Ended up being okay, though. Nothing. No fire, nothing like that. So it was like a bad breaker or something. And
okay.
There's an electrician coming today. So we made it. We're fine.
We had a comically bad night of kids waking up, being in moods. Then everybody's about to be asleep. And then, smoke detector has decided its battery is low right now.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it was unbelievable.
Wow.
So yeah.
At what stage in that process? Like, that's like in the middle of the night that happened? Or?
Oh, yeah. All of it. All of it was middle of the night. At 3 a.m., I heard the first chirps, and I had to, you know, do the thing where you walk around your entire house.
Yikes.
Walk 12 feet, stop, and wait 30 seconds, and then walk 12 feet and stop. Yeah, that was 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Had to do that. So, found the culprit, and, you know. Do we have that right? Are we doing that the right way? Where the battery chirp is once every 30 seconds or minute. Can't it just go, you know, beep, 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 so we can find it right away? Why did we as a society decide that the beep that was delayed was the right thing to do?
That's a good question.
You can't find which one it is.
Is that normal? Is that all smoke detectors are like that? There's
yes.
No smoke detectors out there that are just beep, 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 beep.
Like when the battery's low? I don't know.
Yeah.
It'll tell you on an app, if you've got one of the smart ones, that the battery's getting low.
Yeah.
But once it gets to a point where it's so low, I mean, it can't tell me on the app which one it was. Jeez.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so anyway.
You found it, though.
I found it. Found it.
And it was just the batteries. They really should also, like, isn't this a thing on my car does this with, like, software updates on the front panel.
Yes.
Where, like, the computers, like, hey, do you want to do this now or do you want to do it in a couple hours? Like, it's got to be done eventually. We need smoke detectors to, like, alert us, like, hey, battery's not out yet, just letting you know this is good. It's going to expire at 5 o'clock in the morning, so at 4 p.m we're going to remind you that we got like 12 hours left.
Right.
That's what we need. Which might just be these smart smoke detectors that you're talking about, too.
Could honestly. Be. Could be. Anyway, good morning, everybody. Happy Thursday. We've got plenty coming up today. I have a game for us to play. I think people will like. The question is, do we want to just start it now, or do you want to talk a little Bills Chiefs? Because I have a couple things. I want to give a take on Anthony Richardson as well.
Okay. Is the game not Bills Chiefs related?
It is slightly Bills Chiefs related.
Okay.
It is related to, so we will find out the legend of the game for Sunday at Highmark, and we'll be able to announce that to the world at 9:45. The Bills have been kind enough to, they're like, these idiots seem to have fun with this, right?
hey, the hot dog guys are obsessed with the legend of the game.
Right. Yeah. Like, all right, fine, let's let them announce something. So at 9:45 today, we get to tell you about that again. So that's cool.
Okay.
And I've been given a clue about who the person is, but I don't know who the person is, so I get to play the game also.
Oh, okay, I was under the impression that you knew who it was and I was getting the clues, but you don't even know. Okay.
I don't know, and I can give everybody the one clue, and the one clue leads to a big conversation about Bill's history, which is kind of fun. So, I mean,
okay.
I've teased it out enough, let's just do it right now.
Sure. Yeah, I'm in.
So, all right, we'll be able to announce it at 9:45. I do not know who it is. I swear to you, I do not know. But the clue is on which Bills legend of the game is going to deliver the shout song and then the right here, right now. I'll read you the clue because it came to me in a text. Ready?
Yep.
I know exactly what clip you'll pull. You likely will too when you see the name. Because when we announced it, we do a play-by-play highlight.
Yeah.
So the clue is, whoever this person is, they have a play.
They have a play that's definitively stands above any other play for him.
Yes, where a person would confidently say, when I tell you who it is, mm-hmm. I know the highlight you're going to tell Josh to get to roll to say, and that's the legend of the game.
Ooh, it's kind of almost like a whole, does it have to be a one-hit wonder?
I don't know if it has to be a one-hit wonder or if it is just most obviously an all-time great who had one really great play that we'd say, like, it's got to be that one.
Yeah, like it's not going to be Micah Hyde, for instance, but if it was Micah Hyde, like, is there any doubt we would play the New England interception?
It's probably right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? It's not going to be Micah Hyde, right?
I don't think it's going to be Micah Hyde.
Right.
But the first one that came to mind because of the spinning, the kick return.
So he wouldn't even work anyway, right? The spinning onside kick touchdown?
I mean, that was just my first thought.
But that's the point. That's the point. Like, I think the clue is our first thoughts wouldn't be different. That, right. I think, is the point.
Then again, the clue doesn't have to necessarily be right. Like, maybe your thought is the spinning onside kick, and mine is. So I think it's a legend of the game is someone that is going to be, I don't know. Like, is there a Kyle Williams highlight? What is it? He had one touchdown.
He had a touchdown.
Could that be Kyle Williams?
Yeah, like, does he have a definitive, like, honestly, my moment that comes through my mind for Kyle Williams, like, I'm sure he sacked Brady a bunch of times, right?
Yep.
But what comes through my mind for Kyle Williams is the moment of him standing in the locker room watching the Bengals score a touchdown and him, like, break down and grab his kids when he finds out the Bills are going to make the playoffs. That's the Kyle Williams moment.
Right.
So, yeah, like, his play maybe would be the touchdown, I guess.
Yeah, I think it would. So that's a candidate because Kyle Williams played the kind of role for this team that it's not exactly like you had a bunch of highlights.
Yeah, but he did. What's interesting, he did have a good, especially for a defensive tackle. Like, he had, I guess he only had one double-digit sack season, just over almost 50 sacks. But, you know, there none of those sacks in there were like end of game to close it out, big time quarterback. Like, there are, maybe I don't remember who gets the sack in the Dallas game that causes a fumble. Is that Chris Kelsey against Romo? Like, there's a touchdown in that game.
Well, so the example is, last time when we announced this, it was George Wilson, and we all knew the play, right? But it was the interception
against Monday night against Dallas.
On Monday night. So we got a couple tweets on this already. A popular answer. So I put this out to my text club last night as like a preliminary game.
Yeah.
And
I want to like almost rank them based on odds. Like, if I were going to set odds based on this one clue, who would it be?
So a popular answer is Don Beebe.
Don Beebe.
And his play. What's the highlight? Is the highlight stripping Leon Lett, right? Is that's the one?
No. I mean, sure, but that's the clip. That's the losing by 100 in a Super Bowl, and then I know he runs back, and I know he gets it, and I know like that was, you know, important to a lot of people.
Yeah.
But that's the play.
I don't know.
I mean, he had. I was tweeting out about yesterday how, as a kid, I watched the 1991 year Bills yearbook probably 100 times as like a 7-year-old. Don Beebe had a lot of touchdowns, I feel like, for the Bills. Yeah. Maybe it was just in that one year. So, but that's probably his clip. Yeah, sure. I feel like I wouldn't want to set the odds very high that it's Don Beebe, personally.
Yeah. Well, maybe. Again, we find out later.
Yeah.
A couple more answers on this. Like, does T.O. have one highlight?
Sure.
98-yard touchdown catch? Is that it?
He has a 98-yard touchdown catch. Yeah, okay. That's got to be it. That's got to be his one standout clip above the rest, was he had a 98-yard touchdown. Trying to think. Does like Lee Evans have one play for the Bills? No, right?
Lee Evans' biggest game with the Bills, he had 283-yard touchdowns. You know, like,
right? So that's not
a tougher one.
That's not going to work necessarily.
There are a lot of good guesses here.
Yeah,
and then here's like Jen tweets in Bruce Smith. If you get to the great players, now we're on a separate conversation. Like, what's Bruce's play, and what's Thurman's play?
Mm-hmm.
Like Kelly is diving into the end zone against Miami, right? Is that the one that people always talk about?
Sure.
Because now I've got two tiers of players. I've got the all-time greats. What's their most iconic play? And then the lower tier guys that made a name, or like Kyle Williams isn't exactly a lower tier guy. He's not likely to get a highlight.
I don't think it's going to be a player of that magnitude, because I don't think that's the clue if it's Jim Kelly, you know. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. Or Bruce, for that matter. Like, there are too many plays. There are 100 for each of them. So, like, even if there's a number one, like, I still kind of want to stick with the theme of there's one play that stands above the rest definitively. And I don't know that you could really say that. It might be, like, a close first, a close second.
Yeah.
For, like, the all-time great guys, you know?
803-0550 to join us and, you know, throw a guess our way if you want. Have a couple. Nate Clements is a possible guess here. And ooh. I've seen a lot of Nate Clements, and the play is, and again, like I've got like 10 of these, when he knocks off Brady's helmet with a massive hit.
I think it's the only highlight I've seen of Nate Clements in 15 years.
Right.
Is him knocking off Brady's helmet.
He had a nice career, but that's a play that gets remembered.
Yeah. What about Terrence McGee?
That was my first thought.
My first thought.
My first thought was Terrence McGee and the kickoff return in San Antonio, because it wasn't in New Orleans.
Right. That doesn't go for touchdown.
Yes, it's the most incredible play in NFL history.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't have to be right, but that was my first thought, was Terrence McGee.
Mm-hmm.
Couple more. Sam Adams.
That would be a very good, easy, you know, that everyone plays the same clip for Sam Adams.
Yep.
100%. That's pick six play against New England. 31-0.
It's a great guess.
Yep.
And what was his second best play?
No earthly idea.
That's the thing about defensive
eating
tackles.
Eating up two guards on a block. I don't know.
It's Austin Johnson. No, he's got two picks, right?
right. He doesn't even work. Which one would you play?
803-0550. Let's go to Alex in Rochester on this. Alex, go ahead. You're on WGR. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, I was going to say Sam Adams, but I have another one I'll throw out there, which would be unrelated to a Bills play, but maybe Doug Flutie, Hail Mary against for Boston College.
Okay.
I don't know, just a thought.
Thank you. That's an angle we hadn't thought of. It doesn't have to be a Bills play. If there's a play in a guy's career, like what if it's Marshawn Lynch? Mm-hmm. Do we play the beast mode run? Because that's Marshawn's highlight.
No, we wouldn't do that though, would we? We would find a Bills clip. We would find a Bills clip. I don't think we would. Yeah, I don't think we would play a Seahawks wild card round. And as much as it was incredible, and I will watch it every time it passes by. I think it would be a Bills clip. I don't know what Lynch's Bills clip would be. He is someone that has not done this though. That would be really cool to do it, but I just don't know how often he comes back here. You know? Like,
yeah.
He's Marshawn Lynch. Like, is he still doing the Amazon broadcast stuff? Where he, like, goes to the city of the game and he, like, goes around a couple days before and there's, like, a 30-minute segment. Or maybe it's not 30 minutes. It's, like, a 5-minute segment. Like, this happened last year where Lynch went to Tampa and they were, like, playing around with the cannon or something on the ship. I don't know. He's got stuff going on, I feel like.
Let's go next to George in Mechanicsville. Hey, George, good morning.
Good morning. My guess is Don Beebe because they always show him when he flips and bounces off his head and starts running again.
There's that one, too. That was against the Browns. Did he start running again? I feel like they only show, half the time they show that clip, they only show the bounce, and then it kind of cuts away to something else. He kept running, huh? BB off his head. I'm going to watch it again right now. Thanks, George.
I don't even know this clip.
Oh, you've never seen it?
I don't think I've seen this BB clip. He lands on his head?
Yes. It's called the pogo stick play.
Okay.
If you've never seen it, it's going to kind of blow you away. He, you know, bounces off his head.
Yeah. Does Mario Williams have a play for the Bills? Maybe? No? Anybody? Mario Williams? I don't think so.
Mario Williams, I mean, the play that maybe got talked about the most was how he dropped into coverage. Right? People got really mad about that.
Yes, that's right. That happened a couple times, maybe, even. Yeah, maybe not. Maybe there's not a big definitive one. You brought up Schoble in the past. Like,
Does Schoble have a play?
He has the most sacks ever against Tom Brady. That's not one play.
He had didn't he hit Brady and there was a forced fumble on the first play of a game in New England? London Fletcher hit him and Schoble scored the touchdown.
Maybe that also. I think now I was trying to think of a sack fumble against the Cowboys on Monday night, and I think I'm thinking of the Sunday night New England game.
Okay.
Sorry, heartbreaking Bills drought game. Just kind of can mend together. I feel like Schoble had one in that game.
The fun thing about that era and these games is like when you're remembering those games, you're like, was that the touchdown they scored?
Right, yeah.
There's often just one.
There was like one in a three-week span.
Yeah. Oh, they were in New England. They scored a defensive touchdown. And then lost, 17-7 or something like that.
I mean, really, this gets to a conversation, though, for me. Like, what are the best, the biggest plays in Bills history of guys that just, like, are unsung heroes in a way?
Sure.
Like again, like, some of these examples aren't going to work because they're still playing, but, like, Nyheim Hines will be this answer in 5 years.
Yes, that's right. That's a great
100%.
Example. 100%.
Yeah. Like, he's didn't do anything else for the Bills. He had negative rushing yards, right? But he had a moment. He had the kick return touchdown after Hamlin.
I've got another name just like that. Deontay Hardy.
Okay, right.
The kick return in Miami.
Miami. Like,
yeah, there's going to be some players that for legend of the game status 10 years from now, maybe, like, does Deontay Hardy get welcomed back because of that one play? Like, it was super important. Mm-hmm. And Nyheim Hines, I feel like, is a definite yes for that.
Hines
because
is definite yes.
Is such an important play.
Yeah. So that's the game for me. Like, I'm trying to that's what I want to hunt down. Like, who's got the biggest plays in Bills history that were, like, forgettable players otherwise?
Yeah. Then there's, you know, not the all-time greats, but, like, the, I don't want to say the mid-tier guys, because I love Stevie Johnson, but, like, what's the Stevie Johnson play? What's his?
Right, he has a few. I saw a great answer from Die Hard Dan on Twitter for this, who just tweeted in Drayton Florence.
Okay.
That's
interception.
Great.
Was that off a helmet?
Off Marcel Darius's helmet.
Yeah, and then a pick six.
And then he was on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Yep.
That was the same game as the Sam Adams pick.
No, it wasn't. 8 years apart. Sorry,
that's right.
Your Bills wins.
That's when the Bills beat the Patriots to go to 3-0, not 1-0.
I don't think there was a single win in between, though, to be fair. 2003 right. And 2011. Yeah.
What did the All right, here's a fun trivia question.
I think Drayton Florence might be right. I feel like I right now, of all the names we've mentioned, I feel like I would want to make Drayton Florence the betting favorite.
I want you to tell me, are you looking at the Drayton Florence cover?
I'm looking it up right now, yeah.
This back when, for you young kids out there, there used to be a magazine called Sports Illustrated. And I mean, the cover was pretty cool. Sam Adams made the cover when he had the pick six against Brady, and I believe the title was Off and Running. and it was about a wild week one in the NFL that included the Bills beating the Patriots 31-0.
Yeah, it was.
And the Drayton Florence would have been.
Okay.
I can't remember what it was said.
The headline said Stampede.
Okay.
I remember that cover for someone mocking it after the season more than what it actually said, because I remember someone editing the Sports Illustrated cover after the year that said pick 6 and 10. But the real cover was Stampede. Yeah, Stampede.
Chris in Rochester, if he's still with us. Chris, good morning.
Oh, but then Chris dropped off.
Oh, Chris dropped. Okay. Brian Mormon.
No.
Drayton Floyd. Right, yeah.
Mormon threw multiple touchdowns and had multiple runs, I think. So I don't even think he has one moment. I mean, there's not a punt that stands out, I don't think.
803-0550.
Lindell?
I couldn't possibly tell you his biggest kick.
That New England game in 2011, he made the game-winning field goal with one
second
left. But I think it was probably like wasn't it 20 yards because Fred was down at the one. They thought he scored right before.
Yep. DJ Manuel, yeah. The touchdown pass against Carolina.
Okay.
To win.
That's not bad.
He's busy. He's
what,
doing college.
What's
he's
his
doing college football?
What's his second most popular highlight?
Oh.
If number one is EJ to Stevie, which was not even an impressive play, by the way. Like, the Panthers forgot to cover a guy, but whatever, it counts. And I was at that game, it was fun. What's second? I mean, I have no idea.
Yeah. 803-0550. Fun game.
Mark the Marcus Easley throw against the Jaguars in London after he had already put them in a hole. There you go.
Yeah.
That's second.
Paul Posluszny, what's his highlight?
Nothing. His highlight is I still see his jersey in the stadium more than I can possibly believe. There are more Posluszny jerseys over expected, I got to think, are number one in Bills history. It's incredible.
A couple more guesses just to throw out here. Kumerow,
sure.
Imagine, you know, Bills legend of the game, Jay Kumerow.
Yeah, does how much of that needs to be a factor here? How lame is it if you bring out Jake Kumerow as your legend of the game?
Not that lame.
Not lame?
He's cool.
He's cool.
He's different. He's cool. He fishes in ponds at golf courses.
I know. We're biased in this though, the situation, though, because we've seen him just break a fishing pole out of his golf bag and catch a fish on one cast, by the way.
803-0550, the phone number. We'll see. We'll get you the answers coming up in Extendo Sports. 9:45, we'll have the answer on who this week's Bills legend of the game is. We already know the flyover this week is going to be helicopters. So prepare for that.
Nice.
Helicopters coming from Fort Drum.
Oh, one more guess real quick. Justin Zimmer. The punch out. Cam Newton won the game.
Okay.
That's bad. That's a bad guess.
Well, I mean, if they're like, if they said Bills legend of the game, Justin Zimmer, 73,000 right. people at the same time and say, who?
Right. Okay. So he has a moment that stands above the rest, but.
It was a big play. There's no doubt. It was a big play.
Yeah.
All right. 803-0550. People want to guess. As part of the guess, you know, if you want to throw out, you know, what's the most iconic play for insert player here, that's what this ultimately goes to, because, you know, we've found a couple good players in team history that only touched the ball like twice. That is part of it.
Yep.
What's Jerry Hughes' play? I mean, he's not available.
Jerry Hughes' play is returning a fumble for a touchdown against Denver that I can't believe to this day he scored on.
It was amazing.
He looked like Terrence McGee.
Yeah.
He channeled Terrence McGee just out of nowhere and like made three guys miss and scored a touchdown. But like as a sack standout, like those, is it weird that those guys don't have like a closeout play? Like Vaughn, I could tell you, well, could you? Like I would think Vaughn would be it's not even a sack. It's him pressuring Mahomes and forcing him to throw an interception at Arrowhead. But like what's the, you know, it's the most iconic sack. We got a lot of pass rushers here that, like, I couldn't tell you their highlights of. What's the most iconic sack? No idea.
Good question.
Did Schobel have a single one? Like, I mentioned Mario Williams. He had a million sacks for the Bills. I couldn't tell you what the most famous one was.
803-0550, our phone number, 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe, a little fun to start off your Thursday morning. We've got football on tonight. We've got the Sabres back as well. We'll check in with Paul. We'll check in with Sal. We'll check in with you, 803-0550. I also have a question about McDermott for you. about this game. And something I'm going to tie together a couple of points that are being brought up about the Chiefs as we get closer. It is Thursday. Chiefs Thursday, if you want it. 803-0550, our number, Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
He's a great coach. He'll be a Hall of Fame coach. He already is, really, even though he's, you know, not retired yet. But listen, there's always somebody that you're trying to get past, right, to accomplish the goal that you want to accomplish. So I don't care what walk of life you're in or what sport, you know, you're in or whatever it is. There's always a challenge in front of you. It's just who that challenge is. And this week for us, it's the Kansas City Chiefs.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott speaking on Andy Reid right there. That plays in perfectly for a question I wanted to ask. Do you have a favorite McDermott moment, Joe? Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. Got some calls to catch up on the Legend of the Game game. Because I do have a very clear favorite McDermott moment, and I can relate it to this game in a way.
My favorite McDermott moment.
Got their least favorite moment that they want, right? Like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Not taking shots. You remember those well. Do you have a favorite?
The whole DeMar Hamlin night.
Okay.
Like how he handled that all. But if I'm outside of that, should I have a ready to go answer on this?
Like, not necessarily.
Is yours very like personalized or unique, or do you think that would be a lot of people's?
I don't know. Well, maybe when I say it they'll remember it, or maybe I'm the only one that really likes it because it sounded petty, but I loved it.
Oh, I know your answer.
Don't give Bill too much credit.
Yes. Yeah.
It's my favorite McDermott moment.
That's tough to beat. That might be my number. Maybe there's another one, but that's going to be in my top 3 at least.
He was of course correct that night.
Oh,
so
yeah?
how am I going to relate it to this game? I was thinking about this because he says don't give Bill too much credit when everyone starts to crown Belichick as a genius for running the ball all but 3 times in the Hurricane Bills Monday Nighter. And he basically says, like, don't give Bill too much credit. And the reason I want to compare that to this week's game is we talked with Carrington Harrison yesterday, and we played the clip for him coming in of Steve Palazzolo saying, if this weren't the Chiefs, if they didn't have red uniforms on, if it wasn't Andy Reid on the sideline, if it wasn't Mahomes, if it wasn't these guys that we see win all the time, we'd look at them and we'd say, like, this team is way overrated. They're not nearly as good as they think they are. But we don't say that because of who it is. And Carrington didn't even disagree with that. Basically, like, yeah, I think that's probably right, but they do have all those people. And it made me think of the Patriots, because why was Bill Belichick crowned a genius that night? It was because of his resume. It wasn't because of how good the Patriots were. It was because people were not quite ready to give up the idea that he could, you know, three-dimensional chess you and win a game he shouldn't.
Right.
And I started thinking about that this week. Like, are we all afraid of the Chiefs, thinking about the Chiefs, all this one doesn't mean much, it's going to be close. Are we doing all that because it's the Chiefs, and are we approaching everything for this week in a specific way because of who it is, whereas if everything was the same except it was the Steelers over there, we'd be like, yeah, knock these dudes out. Let's go. Forget about the whole idea that it doesn't mean anything.
Right. Well, you're saying, though, if it was the Steelers, like, and they didn't have the previous success, like if this was the 9-0 Steelers,
if it was just a 9-0 team,
yeah,
we would not say, well, this game doesn't really mean anything.
No, it would be, I kind of said this yesterday a little bit too. I feel like you would have more of a measuring stick sentiment going into this game of let's find out what you look like against this team because we're trying to figure out if we should be confident in you. We're trying to figure out what it's going to look like if you have to play them in a playoff game. And I think the difference between them and the Chiefs is just there's no outcome on Sunday where I feel like anybody's going to change their opinion on that. Whereas Pittsburgh, because we haven't seen that in the playoffs and because they're newer, right, the new quarterback, at least, I know Tomlin's still there, and Watt and whatever, like you would play a 9-0 team like that and say, I want to see this game, and it's there's more value to it because I haven't seen the matchup. And we've seen the Bills-Chiefs matchup 100 times.
Right.
Feels like.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Bills and Chiefs, you and I have also both just retweeted a Bill Belichick breakdown.
It's
of
really
cat
good.
The cat and mouse game between the Bills and the Chiefs over the last three, four meetings, and how the Chiefs have spied Josh Allen, and how the Bills have fought back against that spy, and how the Chiefs evolved their spy. It is really cool. So if you want to check that out, we both retweeted it. We can recap it a little bit later. Okay, 803-0550, our phone number. We'll get back to some phone calls here on the Legend of the Game game if anybody still wants in. Ron in D.C. Hey, Ron, good morning.
Hey, gentlemen, good morning. I've got some very Billsy picks for you.
Okay.
Let's lead off with Ronnie Harmon and the drop. We could introduce Scott Norwood with the miss. Mm. We could go to Vontae Davis with the quit. We could have 1970s legendary punter Marv Bateman with the shank. And, of course, what legendary conversation would not take place without Nate Peterman? Thanks for having me, guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, Ron. I feel like those guys are all solid guesses to not be the legend of the game, but they do have iconic moments.
Yeah. Vontae Davis also tragically passed away earlier this year, I think, so it's definitely going to be him.
Yes, he did.
It's also definitely not going to be Nate Peterman.
Is he in the league right now?
Oh, where there is
isn't
a,
he always just with the,
a
isn't he just
squad.
With the Ra- isn't he just with the Raiders at all times?
Oh, yeah. 32 practice squads are not going to go without Nathan Peterman being on one of them, although I do actually think, look at this. No, I didn't even know. He's on the Atlanta Falcons.
Okay.
The Atlanta Falcons.
Good
Two
for him.
Heartbeats away from the starting quarterback of the Atlanta Falcons in a playoff game.
803-0550. If you're just joining us, the legend of the game is this. We do not know who it is, but we've been given a clue that when we are told, we will pick one highlight.
Like, yeah.
My source said, I know the highlight you'll pick when I tell you who it is. That kind of gives a little bit of a clue and led us to a fun game.
I think I'd be surprised if the clue led us to like a tragic Bills moment, like all of the ones that the caller just laid out.
My favorite guess is Sam Adams. My favorite guess, yes.
I think I like Drayton Florence. Is Sam Adams, though, more recognizable of a name than Drayton Florence? Or is it close, so it doesn't really even...
How many years did he play for the Bills?
Sam Adams?
Yeah.
What would you guess?
How many do you think?
I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, I know the answer. It was three.
Oh, okay. It was probably three. About what I would have guessed.
He made a Pro Bowl.
He was a long-time Raven, wasn't he?
He played 6 years in Seattle.
Three years
with the Bills, 2 years with the Ravens, and then Cincinnati, Oakland, and Denver.
Okay, I'm looking now. The Ravens maybe is where he was second team All Pro with Baltimore.
Yeah.
Sam Adams. What about Pat Williams, the guy that was next to him? He doesn't really have a moment though, does he?
I can't think of one specific highlight for him.
He was really good though. Really good player.
Steve, we should go back farther. Like what about
like in the 90s?
Does Nate
Bryce Pop?
Odoms have a play? I mean, that's the thing. Like, you know, you're younger than me. I'm the right age, but I didn't necessarily live here and follow those 90s Bills as close as some others did.
Yeah.
So
between Odoms and, like,
Henry Jones or someone like that.
Odoms had 9 interceptions in a year with the Bills.
Huh.
9 interceptions. Man, the 90s were wild. I mean, because quarterbacks were throwing 20. Yeah. Like Henry Jones, right? Or like one of those guys. You've got Mark Kelso, maybe. Somebody like that that's got a pick. I don't know. Offensively, like, isn't it just all Andre and Thurman and Lofton and Metzlars? Like, is there a playoff moment for somebody?
Yeah. What about Bryce Pop?
Yeah, that's, I mean, he had a
defensive player of the year.
Million sacks that one year, but
17 and a half, yeah.
I don't know how the highlight thing clue relates to him.
Right,
though.
Right. 803-0550. Steven Wheatfield is next up on the Legend of the Game game.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I was thinking about the drought, as we're talking about the drought and all this stuff. The one thing that drives me crazy is, like, the drought was so long that it all feels clumped together. Like, I can't remember which players played for which year, because it was just there was a lot of unforgettable moments. But when I think of rememberable moments, you guys were mentioning Mario Williams and which sack would be rememberable. I was at they played the Packers. I can't remember what year it was. It was at home. I was at the game, and Mario Williams sacked Aaron Rodgers, I think twice in that game, at critical moments to, like, end the game. And then also there was a play, I can't remember what team it was against, where he, like, pile-drived a guy into the ground, like, picked him up and did, like, a wrestling move on him.
Yep.
I feel like that would be a highlight that's memorable. And then the other thing about the drought that's just kind of funny to me is, during the drought, I mean, all we did was hate Belichick and Brady. And now they've become two of the most likable characters on TV, which is kind of annoying, in my opinion. Like, I actually really like listening to Belichick,
yep.
And Brady doesn't bother me that much on the broadcast, and that kind of, like, rubs me the wrong way. I don't know why to say it that way, but yeah, I would say Mario Williams sack on Rodgers, and then the pile drive moment would be one of the two highlights I would put up if I was going to do it. But thanks for taking my call, guys. Have a good
weekend. Yeah, thanks very much. Thanks for calling.
Well, very quickly on that, like, to me, Brady hardly exists on those broadcasts. Like, I know he talks, but I don't even notice him. Like,
he
blends in. He doesn't say anything interesting. Nothing that stands out. Belichick is out there, like, teaching me things about football that I really like.
Yes. Brady, I just haven't seen enough of. And that's the other thing. Like, it's not like Brady's clips are going to go viral on social media the way the Belichick's breakdowns are. You know, how am I getting the highlights of what the guy's doing? So I'm not bothered by Brady right now. I think I've seen one Brady game, and that might have been the San Francisco Tampa game.
The Bills Seahawks game was.
Bills Seahawks game, right. Which I didn't even really, I didn't notice.
Yeah. And then, so he mentions I do remember the Mario Williams pile drive.
Is that
sack.
Against the Dolphins?
I think that's right.
One thing I did not realize is that Mario Williams was first team All Pro and second team All Pro in his four seasons with the Bills. I know he was awesome. I don't remember first team All Pro.
Far too many people think that didn't go as well as it did because the last season was such a joke.
Yeah.
Because Rex had him playing linebacker and dropping into coverage. The first 3 years of his Bills career, this is the way I always put it. Like, Mario Williams played 4 years for the Bills, and I think Jerry Hughes didn't pass him on the all-time Bills sack list until his last season with the Bills. Like, it took him 12 years to catch Mario Williams in sacks or something like that. The game, though, he mentions where he had two sacks against Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, he is not the star of that game.
That's Bakari Rambo,
That's
right?
Bakari Rambo. But they're not.
Also star
of that
game.
Doing Legend of the Game, Bakari Rambo.
Don't forget, Jordy Nelson was the star of that game for dropping a deep touchdown pass.
Oh, like a 95-yard touchdown pass, too. But
remember Jordy Nelson?
Yeah, he was amazing.
He was pretty good.
He was the last great 87 wide receiver.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us. It is, I almost said, like, Buffalo Bills Football Monday because we're so football-based.
Buffalo Bills Chiefs
Football
Week.
Thursday. Yeah, it's Chiefs Week. Yep. All right. 803-0550. Give us a call if you want. Sal coming up at 8. We'll check in with Paul. The Sabres claimed James Reimer off waivers. Matias Samuelson out weeks. Tage day-to-day. So I guess those are all bits of news. I mean, respect to Samuelson. He gets hurt all the time. Mm-hmm. I'm glad to hear Tage is not going to be long. So there's a question about Devon Levi and his development and what the Sabres should do there, because he probably should be playing, and he's not. And when he does, he's not playing very well. So plenty to get to. When we get back, I've got a crazy stat of the day for you. I've got two stats of the day. All right, we'll give you this one. There's a team that's about to conjure up the memory of the 1990 New York Giants, and they play in the NFL today.
The stat of the day.
Stat of the day. Conjuring memories of those 90s Bills. They did lose to the 1990 New York Giants. The 1990 New York Giants can be matched this week by a team in the NFL. We kind of had the setup for this on Tuesday in our Jaron Joe's Knowledge Emporium of football knowledge. And stuff. If the Chargers hold the Bengals to 20 or less, they'll be the first team since the 90 Giants to do that for the first 10 weeks. Chargers, wow. Bengals. That is a good test for the Bengals,
if they do that to the Bengals, that is very impressive, I think.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Bengals last week got held to 17?
No, right? The Bengals went toe to toe with the Ravens, right?
Two weeks ago.
Okay.
I mean, they are a Chase Burrow offense.
They've gone. I mean, they've scored 75 points in their last two games.
Okay. How long ago was their recent 17?
It was 3 weeks ago against the Eagles. Okay, they lost 37-17.
There you go. Well, the Chargers, I mean, Justin Herbert's starting to do stuff. His quarterback rating, he's playing very well. I think they might be like another wide receiver away. This year they did not draft the receiver. They drafted Joe Alt right at the top of the draft to help Justin Herbert, and things have gone well for them. So the Chargers have held every opponent under 20. And if they do it again Sunday, they'll join the 1990 New York Giants as the last team to do that.
Super fast on Burrow. If I asked you this question, you'd probably say no. No thought that he's going to be the MVP this year, right? Because the team doesn't have any success?
Oh, none, no.
What if I told you he's on pace for 46 passing touchdowns?
Don't care.
Okay.
Don't care.
All right. Just making sure. Like, if he gets to 50 touchdowns and they make the playoffs, he's not the MVP?
That's a different kind of 50 is different than 46.
That's what I mean. Like, he's close. Like, he you just have to go a little bit higher on his pace than he's been in the first half of the year.
Yeah. I've got some numbers from Aaron Schatz on that about there's one guy that has such a big lead at quarterback efficiency right now that it looks like he'd be a lock for the MVP. We'll get to that. It's Jeremy and Joe. Good morning. Happy Thursday. We've got football tonight, Sabres game tonight, and of course, Chiefs week. It's Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.